Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the Rome International Film Festival. I'm with James Gray, who's here to present Armageddon Time. So, we start with a banal question. When did you feel the need to do this autobiographical movie and why?
I wish that you made a film and then as soon as you wrote it, you know, it got made and then the next day it came out, but it doesn't happen that way. The script was written almost 4 years ago now. So that I have to think back at what my life was in 2019, 2018, around there. I'd made two films back to back, one of which was in two different continents in four different countries. It involved rainforest in Brazil, in Amazonia, and in the UK. And I am very happy with the film. I'm very happy having made the film, but it was physically a punishing experience. I mean, it's not, the jungle doesn't want you there. So there was that. And then I made a movie in space, which was difficult for so many reasons. And I said to my wife, I said, I don't understand why I'm even making films. I don't enjoy it. It's very difficult. I'm exhausted. And I don't know what to do. I'm a blank slate. She said, okay, that's fine. You should relax and try and forget about movies and just try to live a little bit. So I was putting my children to bed and telling them bedtime stories and preparing for an opera that I was doing in Paris, which was Marriage of Figaro. And I realized that I was telling them all these stories and that was what I loved about movies. The ability to be personal and to express yourself and to reveal parts of yourself that you're vulnerable about and that you don't think are so beautiful, and to be honest. And I was overtaken by a sense of a need to put my own self into the work as best I could. I hope that answers your supposedly banal question.
I don't know if it's true that you worked with your brother on the script.
I didn't work with him on the script, but what we did do, yes, I wrote it, and I would call him and ask him details, and the Marianne Trump speech, things like that, to jog my memory. My brother is 3 years older, and he has an incredible memory. I do too, but his is crazy great. I'd ask about the clothes, the dishes that we had, the white with the green floral print, a chandelier in the dining room, those kinds of things that were not so clear to me. He had a spotless recognition. He also had the photo albums. I don't have that. My father was a terrible photographer, but he had a huge ego about his photography. And he took, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of slides, which nobody takes now, but slides, Instamatic photographs. So there was a huge record of the way the house looked, the way that my parents looked, the clothes that they wore, that was enormously helpful. I gave that to the art department, and they copied it all exactly.
Did you discuss with him through these memories what were the things that were the most affecting for you both, I mean?
Oh, we talk about that all the time. It's funny, my father was still alive when I wrote this, and I would try to ask my father some of these things, but his memory was both dim and also, how do I put this? It was very much favorable to himself. So he was of less value to me, which is when I turned to my brother. Because my brother tends to have the same view of the world that I do, which is, to quote the writer Thomas Hardy, he said in English, I wish I could speak Italian, but I can't. If a way to the better there be, it lies in taking a full look at the worst. So my attitude is the same as his in that way. We just try to express the ugliness and the beauty in our house.
I was reading a review on the film that... They wrote, and I agree, that the film was also and is also a reflection of how civilization can rise or fall depending on how many people are willing to bridge the gap between wanting to do the right thing and actually doing it. So what do you think about that? Do you think it's true, this, let's say, this bigger layer, bigger meaning to the film? And was it something that you were reflecting on while talking about your life story?
Well, that's a lovely idea. My own view of it is that I don't have guilt because a 12-year-old boy... People assign, this is part, again, part of the culture in which we live now, where everybody is an asshole or everybody's amazing or, you know, you are wrong, I'm going to, you know, get rid of you, cancel you, whatever. History is very difficult and unforgiving, and it's so layered, and so there's, to try to get to the roots of a cause for something. It's like if we talk about like Nazi Germany, it's so hard to understand really. And it's why there's so many books on it and there's so many good ones. And people are talking about the roots of it and the Weimar Republic inflation and all these things, which I'm sure contribute, but you don't really know. And so when you say to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing, we are hostage to the world and then the environment in which we live. We're hostage to our culture, we're hostage to ideology, we're hostage to our age, our perception, our ability to perceive whether we can make a positive or negative change, and our feelings of the necessity for our survival. I mean, all of these things go into any decision or any series of choices that we make. So I look back on the story, and it's catastrophic, but I don't know how else it could have unfolded. Of course, civilizations rise and fall on our choices. Of course they do. But it's, I suppose, just as valid to ask why and if we, what kind of role we can even play. Do you know what I mean? I wish I could reduce it to like a sentence, but it's like, does history change because of natural resources? Yes. Does history change because of war? Yes. Does history change because of one person? Yes. Does history change because of a pandemic? Yes. Does history change because we have gunpowder versus somebody else? Yes. So many things go into it. Are we more religious or less? Yes, that changes. So it's like everything. It's like trying to grab something that is unknowable.
And we've been talking to James Gray, director of Armageddon Time, screening in Italian theaters from March 23rd. And this is Chiara Nicolti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.